Today is the sixth week of Lent. Welcome Jesus to all that is messy in your life. Take a moment to pause. Breathe in and out slowly, intentionally. Rest in knowing that God is with you, even in the messiness of life. Fickle. It's a funny word, isn't it? Go ahead, say it to yourself out loud. Fickle. See what I mean? When you look up fickle in the dictionary, it states, marked by lack of steadfastness, constancy, or stability, given to erratic changeableness. This definition becomes even more telling when you consider some of the synonyms for fickle. Capricious, flaky, fluctuating, fluid, inconsistent, inconstant, mutable, skittish, temperamental, uncertain, unpredictable, unsettled, unstable, unsteady, variable, volatile. None of these are words I really want describing any relationship I truly care about.
How can fickleness create messy relationships with others? How do you respond to people who have been fickle towards you? Have you ever done the same to others? What caused your own fickleness?
Hold these reflections in mind as you place yourself in the midst of the crowds responding to Jesus. Crowds that you might say are fickle, just days before the cross.
As Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethpage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead. "Go into the village over there," he said. "As soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there, with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks what you are doing, just say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will immediately let you take them." This took place to fulfill the prophecy that said, "Tell the people of Jerusalem, 'Look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey's colt. The two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and all the people around him were shouting, 'Praise God for the Son of David! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Praise God in highest heaven!' The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. 'Who is this?' they asked. And the crowds replied, 'It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.' 'Praise God for the Son of David! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Praise God in the highest heaven!' The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. 'Who is this?' they asked. And the crowds replied, 'Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.' A few days later, as Pilate was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent him this message: leave that innocent man alone. I suffered through a terrible nightmare about him last night. Meanwhile, the leading priest and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas to be released and for Jesus to be put to death. So the governor asked again, "Which of these two do you want me to release to you?" The crowd shouted back, "Barabbas." Pilate responded, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." "Why?" Pilate demanded. "What crime has he committed?" But the mob roared even louder, "Crucify him."
How fickle are you in your relationship with Jesus? What's the difference between being a fickle fan versus a devoted follower of Jesus? In what ways do we simplistically cheer for Jesus? How would you know if that is happening in your own life?
As you enter into today's scripture again, reflect on how Jesus is encouraging you to face the messiness of fickleness in your relationship with him.
The two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him and cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Praise God in highest heaven!" The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. "Who is this?" they asked. And the crowds replied, "It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." A few days later, the leading priest and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas to be released and for Jesus to be put to death. So the governor asked again, "Which of these two do you want me to release to you?" The crowd shouted back, "Barabbas." Pilate responded, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." "Why?" Pilate demanded. "What crime has he committed?" But the mob roared even louder, "Crucify him."
Professor and author Dallas Willard gives us a simple but not easy remedy to the fickleness in our lives towards Jesus. The final step in becoming a disciple of Jesus is decision. In the last analysis, we fail to be disciples only because we do not decide to be. We do not intend to be disciples. It is the power of the decision and the intention over our life that is missing. We should apprentice ourselves to Jesus in a solemn moment, and we should let those around us know that we have done so.
In hearing this conviction from Dallas Willard, What phrases or mental images touch your mind and heart? What do you think God is trying to bring to your attention? Have you experienced this type of solemn moment of commitment to Jesus? If so, how do others experience this about you? If not, what is holding you back? In these final moments today, picture yourself with Jesus, apart from the fickleness of the crowds. Share with him, what is your desire and intention right now? As you do, also share what might be causing you to be fickle in the everyday moments of your life with Jesus.
Jesus, we acknowledge the messiness of our lives, how we add to that messiness, how that messiness is put upon us. Jesus, love us and help us to love through the messy.